我喜欢站在前面讲道。
I like to stand in the front.
但是我太太说我最近胖了。
But my wife told me I gained some weight just lately.
还是应该躲在这个台子后面。
Maybe I should stand behind the podium.
但是我实在是希望能够大家都能够看到我。
But really, hope that everybody can see me.
我如果站在这个台子后面的话。
If I stand behind the podium,
我知道在那个角落的看不见。
I know people at the corner cannot see me.
林伟丽弟兄常常看到我哈。
The brother Lin always see me all the time.
我们今天讲到的题目是责备与判断。
The topic of my sermon today is verdict and judgment.
你如果看到英文的话，这个 verdict 这个字啊，这个翻译不应该翻成责备。
If you look at the English title, verdict did not translate into rebuke.
最好的翻译应该翻成定罪。
The best translation will be judgment.
Verdict.
Verdict.
为什么用责备这两个字呢？
Why do I use verdict?
原因是因为我们中文和合本的圣经把它这样翻译的。
Because the Chinese translation used that word.
我们还是尊重圣经的翻译。
So we are going to respect the translation of the.
所以我们用了责备这个字。
So I used verdict.
那么第二个字叫做判断。
The second word is judgment.
那么事实上就是在一个法律的过程当中。
It's a proceeding in the law.
有两步。
There are two steps.
第一步呢，经过许多的这个研究。
The first step is a lot of researches.
法庭认为你有罪。
The court think that you are guilty.
那么这个叫做 verdict， 就是定罪的意思。
This is verdict and is passing to judgment.
在美国的法庭。
In the American courts.
这一步是由陪审团来做的。
This step is done by the jurors.
我最近接到一个通知。
I just received a notice.
下个月我要去参加陪审团。
Next month I'm going to be one of the jurors.
这个是公民的责任。
This is a part of a responsibility of the citizen.
你如果是美国公民的话，你迟早都会轮到你的。
If you are a citizen, you sooner or later you will receive that notice.
所以陪审团的他的目的是听到这个两方面的这个证词以后，他们做一个决定。
So the responsibility of jurors is to listen to both sides' arguments and then they pass a judgment.
认为这个人是有罪呢，还是没有罪
？Either this person is guilty or not guilty.
如果没有罪的话
，If he is not guilty,
这个犯人当庭释放。
Then that person was released right there at the court.
这个法官都没有权利改变这一个决定。
Even the judge cannot have that decision, say he is going to the prison.
那么，但是一旦有罪以后
，But he is guilty. If he is guilty,
下一步这个叫做判断。
The next step is verdict.
就是由法官来做的。
The judge will do that.
法官就会按照法律上面。的条文来这个量刑给这个犯人呢一定的处罚。
The judge will do it according to law and pass the sentence to the person.
那有些国家嘛，这两步呢都是由法官来做的。
In some countries, the two steps are combined and done by the judge alone.
所以我们今天要看到的是这两部分都是由上帝来做的。
And today we can see that these two steps is done by Our God.
我们今天的经文是在诗篇第五十一篇的第四节。
Verse today is Psalm 51, verse 4.
我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。
Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge.
这里很显然的把责备跟判断分成两个句子。
So clearly here divides the verdict and judge into two steps.
因为这是在法庭上面，它是分成两步来做的。
Because in the court is divided into two steps.
那么这里讲的是什么人呢？
Who are we talking about here?
我们很熟悉的就是大卫。
And we know it's King David.
大卫王，他犯了罪。
King David sinned.
大卫在旧约的圣经里面是一个合神心意的人。
King David was the man after God's own heart.
圣经里面有许多称赞他的话。
There are so many praises on King David.
但是大卫这一生当中曾经犯了一个非常严重的罪。
But in King David's whole life, he committed one very serious sin.
我们上个月的时候，我们曾经讲到他犯罪的过程。
Last month, we talked about the sin he committed.
那今天我们就不再重复。
We're not going to repeat that.
诗篇第五十一篇第一节。
Psalm 51, verse 1.
他的开始的时候有这样说
In the beginning it says
大卫与拔示巴同室以后
When the
Go ahead
David slept with Bathsheba
先知拿单来见他他做这诗交与灵长
When the prophet Nathan came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba Nathan came to see David and passed the psalm to the director of the music
所以诗篇第五十一篇
So Psalm 51
是大卫犯罪了以后写的诗歌
Written after David sinned
而且是已经先知拿单来见过他以后
And Prophet Nathan already came and see King David
等一下我们就知道先知拿单怎么样子来告诉大卫他有罪
Later on we'll learn how the prophet Nathan told King David he has sinned
神借着拿单来告诉大卫有罪
God used Prophet Nathan to tell David he committed sin.
也借着拿单告诉他他的惩罚是什么。
And he also through Nathan told David what his punishment would be.
所以不管是责备也好，是判断也好，都是借着拿单这个先知来做的。
So either it's verdict or it's judgment is through Prophet Nathan.
我还从来没有碰到一个犯人。
I never met a prisoner before.
他在法庭判他有罪以后
I never met the prisoner was sentenced
他就写一首诗歌
and that he wrote a song
我还从来没碰到这样的人
I never met a person like this
这是唯一无二的
that's the only one in the world no second one
判了很重的刑以后居然写一首诗歌赞美上帝
this is the only one who wasPunished so severely and then write a psalm for it.
好，我们简单的看一下大卫犯了什么罪。
So let's see what David committed sin. How David committed sin.
大卫看到一个很漂亮的女人叫拔示巴。
David saw a very beautiful woman called Bathsheba.
拔示巴已经有丈夫了。
Bathsheba was married.
大卫跟她发生了关系以后。
David had sex with her.
那么拔示巴。怀孕了。
Bathsheba was pregnant.
她的拔示巴的丈夫在前方作战。
Bathsheba's husband was fighting in the front line.
大卫为了要遮掩的关系。
David wanted to cover it up.
就把他的丈夫从前方把他叫回来。
So David asked her husband to come back from the front line.
希望能够他的先生跟拔示巴同室，然后呢？以为这个孩子就是他先生的，不是大卫的。
So that her husband can sleep with her, so the people would think that the baby was from her husband, not from David.
结果没想到，这位这个他的先生叫做乌利亚却不愿意跟他的妻子同房。
But he didn't expect that Uriah, Bathsheba's husband, did not sleep with Bathsheba.
原因是因为他那个时候职责在身。
Because he felt that he was in service
军令如山
his fellow soldiers are still fighting
所以他拒绝回家
so he refused to go home
结果大卫看到他脚计没有成功
so David see that his scheme was not successful
所以这个乌利亚回到前方以后
so when Uriah went back to the front line
他就告诉他的元帅叫做约牙
So David told his commander, Yue Ya,
把 这个乌利亚送到前方最危险的地方
，send Uriah to the most dangerous part in the front line，
让他被敌人杀死。
So he was, so Uriah was killed。
所以这个是一个借刀杀人的很恶毒的办法。
So David killed Uriah through the sword of his enemy。
他的这个敌人叫做亚门人。
His their enemy is called Ammonites。
这个大卫以为是神不知鬼不觉。
David thought nobody knows。
结果没想到。
But he didn't know。
上帝却告诉了拿单。
God told Nathan。
然后要拿单去见大卫
，and have Nathan went to see David.
要责备大卫。
He's going to rebuke David.
我心想，我如果是拿单的话
，if I am Nathan，
我心里面一定是非常害怕。
I will be very afraid.
因为这是一件非常危险的事。
Because this is very dangerous.
要揭发大卫的丑行。
You are going to uncover King David's ugly behavior.
不但他犯了罪，
not only he sinned,
而且他这一切的遮掩的这种诡计，
and all this evil scheme trying to cover it up,
包括借刀杀人，
including killed somebody using enemy's hand,
都要在大庭广众之下把它揭发出来。
It will be uncovered in front of everybody.
最可能发生的事情就是。
The most possible end.
大卫勃然大怒。
David, King David got so angry.
把拿单给杀了。
And killed the prophet Nathan.
所以拿单是冒着生命的危险去做这件事。
So Nathan is doing this thing, risking his own life.
作为一个神的仆人。
Being a God servant.
有的时候我们是要冒险的。
Sometimes we do need to risk our own lives.
有的时候这个冒险是要冒着生命的危险。
Sometimes it's even our lives will be in danger.
圣经上面有很多这样的例子。
There are so many examples in the Bible.
我们感谢主，历世历代我们都看到有很许多忠心的神的仆人。
Thank God that we see so many faithful servants in the history.
不顾自身的危险。
They don't mind their own life.
去完成神叫他做的工作。
To accomplish what God handed to them.
所以耶和华差遣拿单去见大卫。
So God, Jehovah sent Nathan to see David.
这一段圣经记载在撒母耳记下十二章。
This is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 12.
你们有空回去以后再慢慢读。
When you have time, go home and read it.
非常的精彩。
It's very excellent.
那么，拿单虽然可能致命
，Nathan may lose his life，
但是拿单呢却非常有智慧的。
But he's also very wise.
他用了一个很技巧的方法。
He used a very good way.
他就讲了一个故事给大卫听。
He told David a story.
他说有一个一个人很有钱。
He said there's a wealthy person.
他家财万贯。
He has millions, millions of dollars.
他还有许多的羊。
He has many sheep.
但是他隔壁呢却有一个很穷的人。
But his neighbor is a very poor person.
只有一只小羊。
He has only one sheep.
而且这只小羊很可爱。
It's a very cute sheep.
那么他这个穷人的这个孩子们都跟这个小羊当朋友。
And the children of this poor man play with this sheep.
全家都很喜欢这只小羊。
Everybody in that family loves this sheep.
结果这个有钱人。
And this wealthy person.
有一个客人来了。
Has a guest coming.
他没有去用他自己的羊。
He didn't kill one of his own sheep.
他却跑到他隔壁家里面。拿了他邻居这个很穷人的一只唯一的一只小羊，把他给那个小羊给杀了，来招待他的客人。
He went to his neighbor's house, took that only sheep of that neighbor, killed it and served it to his guest.
拿单就跟大卫说
，Nathan told David,
你说这个人做的对不对
？Do you think this person did the right thing?
大卫大声地说
，David shouted,
说这个人实在是有罪。
This person is guilty.
怎么会有这么大的大胆的人？
How can he be so bold?
他说我会要这个人去赔偿他所这个侵占的这只羊四倍。
I'm going to have this person to repay that neighbor four times more.
这个是在旧约圣经里面的律法。
This is the law in the Old Testament time.
讹诈人。 的话要还四倍。
If you cheated on people, you need to repay four times.
所以这个贪心的妇人呢，侵占了邻居的羊。
So this a greedy wealthy person got a neighbor's sheep.
所以大卫显得非常的公义。
So David showed that he's very righteous.
对，他就说要赔四倍。
He said he need to repay four times.
结果呢？这个圣经上面说，大卫就甚恼怒那人，对拿单说：“我指着永生的耶和华起誓，行这事的人该死，他必偿还羊羔四倍，因为他行这事没有怜悯的心。”
So the Bible says, David burned with anger against the man and said to Nathan, "As surely as the Lord lives, the man who did this must die. He must pay for that lamb four times over because he did such a thing. He had no pity."
讲得理直气壮啊。
He was, David was so righteous.
讲得很声音很大。
So loud.
旁边的臣子们都听到了。
Everybody around him heard it.
这个时候拿单就说了。
So Nathan said.
拿单跳起来说，他说你就是那个人。
Nathan said, "You are the man."
哇，我是在想啊，我如果是那大卫的话。
If I were David.
我一想，哇，怎么回事啊？我就是那个人呢。
I would say.Why am I that person?
然后拿单就说了。
Nathan said.
他说：“你为什么藐视耶和华的命令，行他眼中看为恶的事吗？你借亚门人的刀杀害赫人乌利亚，又娶了他的妻为妻。”
Why did you despise the word of the Lord by doing what is evil in His eyes? You struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword and took his wife to be your own. You killed him with the sword of the Ammonites.
神借着拿单向大卫定罪。
So God used Nathan to pass judgment on David.
把他所做的丑事全揭露出来。
He uncovered all the ugly things that David did.
所以在这个司法的这个法庭上面，第一步就是这句话就已经讲完了。
So in the court of the law, this is the first step.
所以拿单大声地说，说大卫。你是有罪的。
So Nathan shouted out, said, "David, you are guilty."
所以这是神的责备。
So this is God's verdict.
我们刚才所读的那这个诗篇的那个51篇的第四节。
So the Psalm 51:4 says.
这个大卫是这件事情发生过了以后，他所写的这首诗。
This is a psalm that David wrote after.All is done.
他说你责备我的时候显为公义。
So you are right in your verdict.
我心里面想，他在拿单指着他鼻子这样骂的时候。
When Nathan pointed to David's nose and scolded him.
我相信作为一个国王。
I believe that as a king.
他真是无地自容。
There's no place for him to hide himself.
因为这种事情。对，在一个国王身上发现，出现的时候
，because when this such kind of thing happened to a king，
会影响他的威信
，it affects his appearance to his people。
他以后还能够带领他的国家吗
？How did he lead his country in the future？
但是我们发现大卫这个人
，but we find out David，
他没有去反驳这个拿单
，he didn't try to find excuses。
他说你责备我的时候显为公义。
He said, "You are right in your verdict."
各位弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们有多少时候当人指出我们的过错的时候
，How many times when people point out our faults，
我们能够说你说的对，你是讲的东西是有公义的
？We can say yes, you are right in what you are saying.
我们大部分的时候。是心里面一个反弹。
Most of time we will protect ourselves.
要么就是说我没做这个事儿。
Say I didn't do that.
要么就是说大家都做嘛。
Say everybody does it.
因为有共犯的话他罪行就减轻了。
If everybody's doing it, then the punishment will be less.
有很多很多的借口。
There are so many excuses.
但是大卫在这里没有任何的借口。
But David did not find any excuses.
因为他知道拿单说的是对的。
Because he knows that Nathan was telling the truth.
所以神借着拿单责备大卫。
So God showed his verdict through Nathan.
有的时候上帝会借着别人来对我们说话。
Sometimes God will telling us through some other people.
圣经里面有一个人叫巴兰。
There's a person the Bible called Balaam.
这个人呢、啊，他为着敌人给他的一些好处、一些利益。
Because he received some bribe money from the enemies.
所以他就违背上帝的旨意。
So he's going against God's will.
要给敌人祝福。
He's blessing the enemies.
上帝多次拦阻他，说他你不应该这样做。
God stopped him many times, saying you should not do this.
但是他还这样做。
But he still insists on doing it.
而且他骑着一只驴子。
He's riding a donkey.
就要到他这个敌人的地方去。
Going to the enemy's place.
去做上帝不喜悦的事情。
To do things that is not pleasing to God.
结果很奇妙的，圣经上面记载，这只驴子向他说话。
And it's miraculously this donkey talked to this person.
这是圣经里面唯一的一次哈，上帝让一个动物说人话。
This is appears only once in the Bible that God used a donkey to talk to people.
就是这个人跟你说话，神跟你说话，你都不听。
When people or God talk to you, you don't listen.
现在一只驴子跟你说话。
When the donkey talked to you.
巴兰还是不听。
Balaam still did not listen to it.
所以圣经上面后来你看那个犹大书。
So if you read the book of Judah.
他说巴兰去走向他的这种灭亡的道路。
It says Balaam is walking towards his destruction.
神可以借着别人向你说话。
God can tell you through other people.
那个人可能驴头驴脑的。
That person probably has donkey head, donkey.Tell.
但是神却可以使用这个人跟你说话。
But God can use that person to tell you something.
所以我们必须要有一个谦卑的心。
So we need to have a humble heart.
不要以为你永远都是对的。
Don't think that you're always right.
那么我们再看神怎么样审判他。
Let's see how does God judge.
然后这个拿单就继续说了。
And Nathan continued to say.
他说你既藐视我娶了赫人乌利亚的妻为妻，所以刀剑必永不离开你的家。
Now therefore the sword will never depart from your house because you despised me and took the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your own.
这个就是定刑了。
This is the verdict.
No.
Judgment.
Judgment. 那么先是定罪，然后再定刑。
So first is verdict and then judgment.
那么这个定刑是什么样？他说刀剑必永不离开你的家。
So what's the judgment? The sword will not depart from his house.
哇，这个是很大的一个定罪。
This is a very big judgment.
所以大卫家就开始，从那个时候开始，就一直有一些内讧。
So since then, the house of David has all kinds of troubles.
要不是他的儿子互相残杀。
As either his sons kill each other,
或者是他儿子叛乱要杀他。
So, or his son rebel against him, want to kill King David.
所以你如果继续看这个撒母耳记下的时候
，If you keep on reading the second Samuel,
大卫的晚年是非常凄惨的。
The ending of David at his old age is very terrible.
虽然上帝借着拿单跟大卫说
，Even though God told David through Nathan.
他说你虽然上帝不要你的命，
even though God did not take your life,
但是你在上帝面前要接受很严重的惩罚。
But in front of God, you are going to receive a lot of punishment.
这里说娶了赫人乌利亚的妻为妻。
It says, took Uriah's wife as wife.
这个中文的翻译不是很妥当。
The Chinese translation is not that good.
他不是娶了，是夺了。
He did not marry, he took.
他是使用一个非常非常卑鄙的手段，把这个女人夺过来。
He used illegal method to get Uriah's wife.
It's not only just illegal.
Bad.
Very bad.
Terrible.
好，那么。你看上帝借着拿单跟他说什么话。
So, God used Nathan to tell King David.
耶和华如此说。
Jehovah said this.
我必从你家中兴起祸患攻击你，我必在你眼前把你的飞兵赐给别人，他在日光之下就与他们同寝， 你在暗中行这事，我却要在以色列众人的面前日光之下报应你。
Out of your own household, I am going to bring calamity on you before your own eyes. I will take your wives and give them to one who is close to you, and he will sleep with your wives in broad daylight. You did it in secret, but I will do this thing in broad daylight before all Israel.
所以大卫犯了两个很重的罪。
So David committed two very bad things.
第一，他借刀杀人，杀了乌利亚。
First one, he used other people to kill Uriah.
这是一个谋杀罪。
This is murder.
然后这个拿单就说，他刀剑并不离你的家。
That's why Nathan said the sword will not depart from your house.
你家里要死很多人。
The many people will die in your household.
然后第二个是奸淫罪。
The second one is rape.
Adultery. 对。然后这个呢，他的判断，他的上帝的给他的刑罚是什么呢
？And what's the punishment for this？
他说你跟人家的妻子发生关系，人家也必定跟你的妻子你的嫔妃发生关系。
Because you slept with other people's wife, other people will sleep with your wife.
而且他说你做这件事情是暗中做的。
You did this in the dark.
我却要让你的惩罚，就是你的嫔妃被人家奸淫的时候是在众人的面前做的。
But your punishment, other people sleep with your wife, will be in broad daylight.
而且是在日光之下。
It's under broad daylight.
人人都能看得见。
Everybody can see it.
羞辱你。
It will bring shame on you.
所以这个审判是非常严重。
So this punishment is really severe.
所以我们看看大卫的反应。
Let's see the reaction of David.
大卫对拿单说：“我得罪耶和华了。”
David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord."
基本上面，大卫在神的面前说：“我知罪了。”
What he is saying is, I know I have sinned.
他没有说我要上诉，我不服。
He didn't say I'm going to go up to the court and I don't receive this judgment.
Appeal.
Thank you.
对 ，appeal。这个我最近看到这个国内很多的新闻哈。
I saw a lot of news in China.
很多的贪官被判罪。
Many corrupted officials was sentenced.
没有一个例外，所有的这判罪的人呢、啊，都说他要不服。
Every one of those sentenced officials say they are going to appeal.
对，但是大卫没有。
David did not.
大卫非常难过的，但是也非常诚心的接受了上帝的惩罚。
David was sad, but he sincerely received the judgment from God.
我们看到大卫是不一样的人哦。
We can see that David is different from other people.
他没有在神的面前有任何的反驳反抗。
He did not argue against God.
他只是求神的怜悯，如此而已。
He only asked for mercy from God.
所以在诗篇第五十一章的第四节这样说。
So Psalm 51 verse 4 says,
你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。
So you are right in your verdict and justify when you judge.
特别是说，判断我的时候显为清正。
Justify when you judge.
意思说，你给我量的刑，你要让我怎么样子去服这个刑，这一个服刑这件事情非常清正。
So the punishment or the sentence you give to me is justified.
没有任何的去上诉。
There's no appealing.
也没有任何的反抗。
There's no argue against it.
完全顺服上帝对他的惩罚。
He just submit and accept what the punishment is.
所以大卫已经预备接受惩罚了。
So David was ready for the punishment.
诸位记得哈，他写这个诗篇第五十一篇的时候。
Remember everybody when David write this song.
是拿单来见他完以后。
It's after Nathan talked to him.
他就写了这首诗歌。
He wrote this song.
那个时候所有的惩罚都还没有来。
At that time, no punishment has taken place yet.
但你看到大卫他已经预备好他的心。
But David already prepared his heart for it.
准备接受这个惩罚。
He's ready to receive those punishments.
各位弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我不知道我们会不会做同样的事。
I don't know whether we will do the same thing.
当我们犯了罪以后。
When we sinned.
上帝如果要惩罚我们的时候
If God wants to punish us,
我们是不是有一颗顺服的心在神的面前谦卑悔改准备接受这个惩罚
Do we have a humble heart in front of God and receive this punishment and repent and change our ways?
大卫是这样的人。
David is a man like that.
你如果继续读诗篇五十一篇。
If you continue to read Psalm 51.
他没有为自己辩驳。
He did not try to find excuses for himself.
他只不过是在神的面前求怜悯。
He only asked for mercy from God.
好，我们看这个神的慈爱与公义。
Let's see God's love and righteousness.
上帝永远是他有他这个两面哈，一面是他的公义。
God has two sides. One is His righteousness.
就是你犯了罪，必须要受到罪的代价。
That is, if you sin, you need to receive the consequences of sin.
这个叫做公义。
This is righteousness.
王子犯罪与庶民同罚。
Even the prince sinned, he has to receive the same punishments as any regular citizen.
所以叫但是呢，神却在他的公义之下。他彰显他的慈爱。
But God showed His righteousness, His love through His righteousness.
所以拿单这样说。
So Nathan said,
耶和华已经除掉你的罪，你必不至于死。
Lord has taken away your sin, you are not going to die.
这个是当大卫在神的面前认罪了以后。
This is after David confessed his sin in front of God.
他说耶和华已经给你除掉这个罪。
He says, God already taken away this sin.
我相信讲到这里的时候，这个大卫心里面很高兴了。
I'm sure David feel really happy at this moment.
哎，罪已经除掉了。
The sin is taken away.
搞不好不罚了。
Maybe there's no punishment.
但是拿单只是说你必不至于死。
But Nathan only said you are not going to die.
你现在不死，你将来还是要死哈。
You're not going to die now, but in the future you're still going to die.
所以大卫还是这个有个善终哈。
David still have a good death。
这个叫寿终正寝，对不对？我们中国这样讲。
He died of old age。
但是你行着是叫耶和华的仇敌得到亵渎的机会，故此你所得的孩子必定要死。
But because you, by doing this, you have shown utter contempt for the Lord. The son born to you will die.
你记得吗？那个拔示巴怀孕了。
Do you remember Bathsheba was pregnant?
所以拔示巴要生个孩子。
Bathsheba gave a birth to a son.
他说，故此你所得的孩子必定要死。
It says, because of this, the son will die.
绝对养不大。
He will not grow up.
好了，那么我们看看哈，这个大卫不是在那里大声说吗
？And let's see this. David was shouting.
他跟拿单讲，他说这个人呢、啊、很可恶，他必偿还羊羔四倍。
He told Nathan that he must pay for the lambs four times over.
这是他自己说的。
This is what David said.
好，我们看看大卫这样子说，给他给这样的人要有四倍的惩罚。
David said that person has to pay four times over.
结果我们就发现了。大卫谋杀的一个人，结果他死了四个儿子。
We found out that he killed David killed one person, but he lost four sons.
第一个儿子就是这个跟八十八的这个淫乱生的儿子。
The first son was that born of David and after he committed adultery with Bathsheba.
这孩子生下来以后。
After the kid was born.
不久就生病。
He got sick.
大卫不吃不喝，躺在地上求神。是怜悯。
David fasted without eating, without sleeping. He lay on the ground and asked God for mercy.
他恳求神，进食，进入内室，终夜躺在地上。
David pleaded with God for the child. He fasted and spent the night, lying in sackcloth on the ground.
求神怜悯这个小 baby.
He asked God to have mercy on that baby.
但是孩子还是死了。
But the baby died.
这是第一个。
That's the first one.
第二个。
The second one.
他有一个儿子叫做暗嫩。
He has a son called Amnon.
他居然强奸了他另外一个同父异母的妹妹叫 Tamar.
He raped his sister from a different mother, Tamar.
那么这个 Tamar 的哥哥叫做亚撒龙。
Tamar's brother called Absalom.
亚撒龙知道这件事情以后
，After Absalom learned this，
他就非常恨暗嫩。
He hated Amnon。
那么你如果读圣经的话， 到最后亚撒龙就把暗嫩给杀了。
If you read the Bible, Absalom eventually killed Amnon.
所以这是第二个。
That's the second one.
第三个呢？
The third one.
第三个就是亚撒龙自己了。
Is the Absalom himself.
亚撒龙后来叛变这个大卫。
Absalom rebelled against David.
当然在这个那过程当中非常的复杂。
This is a very complicated story.
开始的时候亚撒龙啊这个形势非常的强盛。
In the beginning, Absalom was really strong.
那么甚至大卫逃亡。
And David has to flee.
那后来呢？大卫反攻。
But David fall back later.
这个亚撒龙就开始逃。
And Absalom start to flee.
亚撒龙这个人呢、啊，长得非常的英俊，是个帅哥。
Absalom was very handsome.
而且圣经上面说他的头发很长。
He has very long hair.
而且乌黑。
It's dark, very dark.
非常漂亮。
Very beautiful.
他一年呢剪头发一次。
He only cut his hair.
剪下来的头发大概可以去当卖当假发。
His cut hair can made to wigs.
结果那个时候他还没有剪头发。
At that time he hasn't cut his hair yet.
他骑了一只马逃到这个树林里面去。
He ride on a horse and into a forest.
结果没想到他的头发缠在树枝上。
His hair got caught in the tree branches.
这个马就跑掉了。
And the horse ran away.
他人呢就挂在那个树上。
He was hanging on the tree by his hair.
因为他的头发太多。
Because he has a lot of hair.
结果这个约牙这个元帅。
And this commander.
从后面赶过来。
Came from behind.
他说手上拿着三杆短枪。
He has three javelins.
趁着亚撒龙还在挂在那个橡树上面的时候
When Absalom still hanging on the tree
就刺透他的心
He took, pierced his heart
亚撒龙这样死掉了
And Absalom died that way
所以我知道这件事以后我以后剪头发都剪得短短
So after that each time I have haircut I cut it very short
那么第四个
The fourth one
第四个呢是有另外一个儿子
King David has another son
叫做亚多尼亚
His name is Adonijah.
这个是已经大卫死了以后。
This is after King David died.
他的另外一个儿子叫所罗门继位。
Solomon was the king at that time.
亚多尼亚想叛变。
Adonijah want to rebel against Solomon.
所以所罗门就把亚多尼亚给杀掉。
So Solomon killed Adonijah.
所以他一共死了四个儿子。
So four sons of David died.
一个都不少。
Four, exactly.
所以报应从不落空的。
So judgment will not go in vain.
除了第一个以外，都是家人残杀。
Except for the first one, all others die in the hands of their family.
果然是刀剑永不离开大卫的家。
So therefore, the sword will never depart from David's house.
我们现在再看他淫乱的报应。
Let's look at the judgment for the.
刚才我们不是说亚撒龙造反吗
？We talk about Absalom rebels.
亚撒龙打进耶路撒冷。
Absalom.Charge into Jerusalem.
大卫逃亡。
King David flee.
但是他还有许多的嫔妃还在耶路撒冷。
There's so many wives, concubines still in Jerusalem.
有人就献祭。
Somebody gave
他说你应该在王宫的楼上面哈，然后搭一个棚子。
You should build a tent on top of the palace.
然后呢，跟大卫的妃嫔在那边行奸淫的事情。
And have sex with David's concubines.
是在大庭广众之下做这个事。
It's in front of everybody under the broad daylight.
基本上他这个计划的意思是说，要公开的羞辱大卫。
It's the plan is to put shame on David in broad daylight, everybody.
让这件事情就是说，所有跟随这个亚撒龙的人。
So everybody following Absalom.
知道再没有退路了。
There's no returning.
所以 要跟着死心塌地的跟着亚撒龙。
So they have to follow Absalom to the end.
所以亚撒龙这个傻瓜就真的做这个事儿。
And Absalom really did that.
我必在你眼前把你的嫔妃赐给别人，他在日光之下就要与他们同寝。你在暗中行这事，我却要在以色列人众人日光之下报应你。
Before your very eyes, I will take your wives and give them to.One who is close to you, and he will sleep with your wives in broad daylight. You did it in secret, but I will do this thing in broad daylight before all Israel.
这件事情果然就发生了。
So this one happened as God have told him.
于是人为亚撒龙在宫殿的平顶上支搭帐篷，亚撒龙在以色列众人面前与他父的兵非亲近。
So they pitched a tent for Absalom on the roof, and he slept with his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel.
这是一件非常非常丑恶的画面。
It's a very ugly thing.
就发生在大卫的家里面。
It happened in David's household.
淫人妻人必淫其妻。
He who sleeps with other wives, others will sleep with his wife.
所以大卫付了多大的代价。
So it's a great price that David has paid.
所以我们今天的功课。
So today's lesson.
第一，神借着拿单责备大卫。
God showed his verdict through Nathan.
神的判断极为清正。
God's judgment is very justified.
大卫的晚年过得很凄惨。
The later years of David was very sorrow.
虽然他没有被上帝在当场就杀死，但是呢，他的生活就绝对不是一个这个幸福的生活。
Even though he was not killed right there by God, but his life was not a happy life later on.
他最后他死掉的时候也是相当的悲惨的死掉。
He has a very when he died, it's a very sad death.
所以我们犯罪以后，我们只能够求神的怜悯。
So after we sin, we can only beg for God's mercy.
我们犯了罪。是要受到神的报应的。
If we sin, we'll have to accept the consequences of sin.
那我就听过有一个人问我这个问题。
Someone asked me a question.
一个死刑犯。
As a person on death.
他信了耶稣。
He accept Christ.
他是不是可以不死了
？Can he escape the death or?
不可以的。
No.
那个牧师，我就知道有一个这样的人了。牧师告诉他。
There's a pastor told him.
他说你在神的面前得罪神的事情。
You sin against God in front of God.
耶稣基督在十字架上面已经替你付了代价。
Jesus already paid for those things on the cross.
你将来会跟耶稣同在。
You will be with Jesus in the future.
但是你得罪人的地方。
But you have sinned against human.
你仍然要付上代价。
You have to suffer those consequences.
你这个死刑还是要执行。
You still have to go through the death penalty.
但是你可以含笑见主。
But you can smile when you see Jesus.
所以大卫的情形是一样的。
So it's the same for David.
大卫仍然付了他得罪人的代价。
David still pay his penalty because he sinned against people.
在诗篇五十一篇的第一节这样说
Psalm 51:1 says
神啊求你按你的慈爱连续我按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯
Have mercy on me, O God According to your unfailing love According to your great compassion Blot out my transgressions
我鼓励弟兄姐妹们今天晚上回家以后去读一读诗篇第五十一篇
I encourage everybody, brothers and sisters, go back and read Psalm 51 tonight.
这是一个痛悔的诗歌。
It's a psalm of repentance.
虽然当时的惩罚还没有来。
Even though the punishment is not there yet.
但大卫已经预备好了。
But David is ready to take the punishment.
不管在他身上发生任何的事情。
Doesn't matter what happened to to David.
他知道。上帝的慈爱上帝的恩典仍然不会离开他
He knows that God's mercy and love will be with him all the time
我们可以学很多的功课
We can learn a lot of lessons
大卫死的时候也没有看到十字架
When David died he did not see the cross
因为大卫是在公元前差不多一千年这样的人物
Because David was about 1000 BC
大卫死了以后一千年耶稣基督才来
After David's death a thousand years later Jesus Christ
但圣经上面告诉我们
But Bible told us
这些人都因着他们对神的信
But these people because of their faith in God
虽然他们死的时候没有看到神的这种终极的怜悯
Even though they did not see the ultimate mercy from God
但是他凭着信心知道神必定在永恒里面纪念他们
By faith, they know in eternity God will remember them.
所以终极的怜悯是十字架。
So the ultimate mercy is the cross.
因为只有完全没有罪的神变成了那个人，叫做耶稣。
Only the sinless God become man called Jesus.
为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Die on the cross for our sins.
为替我们付了这个代价。
Pay the penalty of sins for us。
我们才把这个终极的这么一个审判从我们的永恒里面拿掉。
And take away the ultimate punishment away from us。
耶稣基督在十字架上面讲了七句话当中的一句话。
The seven sentences that Jesus said on the cross, one of this is here.
他说父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
耶稣基督这个祷告，包括为大卫祷告。
Jesus prayed here, included David in his prayer.
耶稣基督为古往今来所有的人祷告。
Jesus prayed for people past, now, and in the future.
包括你，包括我。
Including you and me.
我们今天有六位弟兄姐妹们受洗。
We have six brothers and sisters got baptized.
你们犯了什么罪？我不知道。
I don't know what kind of sins you committed.
希望跟大卫的不一样。
I hope it's different from David's.
但是不管你们犯什么样的罪。
But what doesn't matter what kind of sin you committed.
耶稣基督宝血。洗净你们一切的罪。
Jesus Christ's blood can cover it up.
信了耶稣以后，从此不要再犯罪了。
After you accept Christ, don't sin anymore.
过一个新的生活。
Live a new life.
让神在我们身上能够得到荣耀。
So God can be glorified in our lives.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
今天是一个荣耀的日子。
This is a glorious day.
有六位弟兄姐妹们受洗。
We have six brothers and sisters got baptized.
我们也看见大卫所犯的罪。
We saw the sin that David committed.
我们也看见你借着拿单去审判大卫。
We also see that you passed judgment on David through Nathan.
我们也看到大卫怎么样子在你的面前非常恭敬的。接受这个惩罚。
And we also see that David received his punishment with humble and submission.
主，我们看见你自己的公义。
Lord, we see your own righteousness.
我们也看见你的慈爱。
We also see your mercy.
我们巴不得我们在座的还没有信耶稣的。
We wish that whoever haven't accept Christ here
也能够很快的能够信耶稣。
Can accept Christ soon.
能够跟我们一起来享受神的慈爱跟神的公义。
They can enjoy God's love and mercy with us.
谢谢你与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us.
我们讲感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 谢谢，谢谢小花。
我们谢谢啊。黄弟兄以及小芳姐为我们的翻译跟讲道，接下来是奉献的时间。若您还不能，请让这个奉献袋从你的面前 pass 过去。那我们请奉献的同工到前面来。那我们再说奉献。